Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Now that we're healthily demonetized.
Yeah, now that we're demonetized, welcome back to the Zach Nichols podcast.
But I feel monetized.
You're tized,
monetize
for sure.
Monetize me.
I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Zach Nichols. When this show is over, we will have finished covering two full seasons of the challenge. It's kind of crazy.
When this one's over?
When this episode is over.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about the reunion.
We are.
I want to rip on everyone's style. And I saw Tori, Laurel, and Kara on stage. Isn't that crazy?
On the same couch.
On the same stage. They weren't on the same couch. Nah, you got to remember that kind of stuff. But isn't that crazy that I saw that and that's what's drawing me to this reunion? Not Emmanuel, but.
Not Scrubalicious.
No.
Bubblicious, Scrubalicious.
Time out.
Go ahead.
Can we somehow get Emmanuel's face without his chin piece, his chin hair?
Yeah, but we can figure something out.
I bet it
out.
Just fucking disappears.
Oh, yeah. It's like flat Earth. It's like, So it doesn't round out.
Well, no, there's an ice wall there. But what happens with him is it just goes right from lip to neck, I think.
Yeah, just no chin.
Yeah. I got to rip on some people's style.
Come on. Go get it.
I'm going to bring it.
All right. You want to get started?
It. Well, we could. Or we could talk about how I had a horrible event happen to me this weekend.
Let's talk about it. It was a busy weekend for.
Yeah.
What was that, G?
There's no snare.
G.
There's no snare in my headphone.
What are you doing, G? You're fired.
Well, then I just rehired you. You're fucking fired. You're fired.
My microphone. Is it working? All right. You're fired.
So Jenna had some people over and I wasn't home. I was out and about with you guys.
Yeah.
And then we met up and then we get home super late, right? Well, not super late, but when you have kids, it's super late. And Jenna hits me with I forgot. Wait, speaking of which, I got to tell her we're getting started.
Yeah, let her know.
So she doesn't bombard
for
me.
Those. Microphone, bro.
Oh.
Why
are you asking me?
Unplug it. Plug it back in. Do what you got to do. You guys are seeing the real fight between me and G right now. I do not like it when my microphone goes out.
Yeah, who needs enemies when you have fucking friends like Pierre, right, G? Jeez, go get the dickhead cup. Slap him in the face with it.
We've been fighting all day.
She has no control over whether the cords do the work or not. She can only just put them in the right spot.
Okay. All right. Got him on your side. I'm not going
to
hold you.
I'm just kidding. I don't, you know. Dude, you got to be nicer to women.
Fuck you.
Especially
what?
Did you really just drop that?
You hear my microphone not working, G? Seriously?
I think there's a mine's working, but I think the air conditioning just went out.
Did you plug it from there? You just unplugged it, bro.
Yeah, you unplugged it, bro.
Because you're holding on to it.
Yo, can you hear me? You think I'm gripping onto this? This wasn't to tight. All right.
Is it all the way in?
It's Just a tip, just for a second.
Well, that's what you were doing over there,
just
Chief.
To see how it feels. All right, real quick. I don't know if you guys heard.
Butterfingers?
I don't know if you guys heard the fucking diss from G. She said that's why you're still single. Wow. No, don't.
Why are you single, Pierre?
I'm single.
The big bachelor.
I'm single.
Big fettuccine. The big table for one. The big exit row.
At a table set for two. Yeah.
It's hard to cook for just one person. I am
single because I'm very stubborn, but very mean. Bro, what the fuck is wrong with you today? All right, she's killing me. I don't know what happened there, but yeah, so sorry. You get home from work or from what we were doing. Jenna says, hey, but, and then you texted her. What happened?
So she hits. No, I didn't text her. We get home.
Together. Oh, okay.
We get the kids asleep and I take the dogs out and I'm getting ready to probably shower and go to bed. And Jenna hits me with by the way. I'm like, well, what? She goes, I won't give her friend's name. But she goes, clog the toilet. And I'm like, excuse me? And I'm like, you just decided to tell me this now. And here's the thing. We have, listen, we have fantastic flushers at our house. That's something I'm very passionate about.
Yeah.
Like Power Flush 3000.
Yeah, like high velocity.
Yeah,
shit.
We have great flushers.
How's the plumbing?
I mean, that plumbing's good. I don't know how the rest of it is. But I mean, knock on wood, we haven't had any, we actually have had some shitty plumbing. Take that back. But things are good right now. But like the flushing-wise, it's good. And so we don't have a plunger because when we moved, I was like, I'm not taking this. Is going in the trash. Who fucking takes a plunger to their new house?
I mean, you know, if it's a plunge, $45,000.
I'll tell you what. A flush.
Oh, okay.
We don't have a plunger. We have great. Our toilet's flush.
Yeah,
strong.
But you just don't have the plunger.
Water pressure is great. And then I put in, I install. That's one thing I know what I do. And so I have to go to Meijer at 10:30 at night. And let me tell you. There's no casual way to buy a plunger after like 4 in the afternoon. Because if you walk into a Walmart or a Meijer at like 10 at night, you have a plunger.
Just a plunger?
I bought some like cleaning spray too because I like didn't want to just have a plunger. And it was on sale. I like this Lysol. And I'm like, everyone's giving me the look like,
good job.
No, more of like, I feel for you. Like you're going to clean up a mess. There's no casual way to buy a plunger.
No.
Yeah. That is also no casual way to buy a carpet cleaner at 3 a.m., which I had to do on the morning of my sister's wedding because my dog woke up and shit 40 gallons of fucking diarrhea.
Come on, Rambo.
Yeah. So anyways, you realize that when you're in that position and you're buying a plunger at 10 p.m., everyone at Meijer is like, oh, no, I'm sorry.
The side eye.
Yeah, that's kind of like the mood I feel in.
And it's not even your own little situation. You know, if it's cleaning your own situation, it's a little easier.
Listen, if I haven't clogged, this is what I was thinking. If I haven't clogged this toilet yet.
She must have had a lot to eat.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah. They call me the big BM.
Oh, the big movement?
The big movement, dude. Power.
The big movement,
the
BM.
Big movement, yeah. Anyways.
Stealing my nicknames. Well, for those of you guys who came to the live show, that was a lot of fun. Big shout out to everybody. Round of applause for everybody that came out. It was fun. and yeah, so we had a lot to do this weekend and it was good to see this season wrap up. I think a lot of people were done, just about done with it, but it ended, you know, okay.
I mean, listen, I don't think anyone has to beat around the bush here and say that it's just, it is what it is. Someone won who we didn't want to win. Not that he wasn't a worthy champion. Not that he didn't do what he had to do to win in that format. It's just like, that's kind of on production in a way. It's like, this, like, they should have like leaned into him being a womanizer and a player and like given him like a villain role, because that's really what I think. Like, he just played quiet, had all the girls, you know, hooked up with 30% of the girls. He just,
and know. sometimes in a, if it's a good movie, you really don't know if the villain or the protagonist is going to win.
Sometimes the villain does win.
Exactly. And
they should have leaned into that a little bit more, or just maybe he gave them nothing, which is, again, then it's just a shitty casting move. But I mean, for what I'm seeing,
he's banging three chicks. He's giving them something.
Well, he's giving them something. And just all we heard about was his girlfriend and his mom.
Yeah.
Apparently, you know, like, whatever. His mom apparently commutes to work to England every day. Like,
right.
So this win is going to pay for her to just quit her job and move back, but also put a heater in his grandparents' house, which is all great things. But like, he didn't give us much all season. I mean, congrats on the win. You won. You endured it. You dominated the final. That being said, like, you gave us nothing all season. So like, if people aren't that enthusiastic about it, it is what it is. And dude, there's been winners before that people don't like.
Right, for sure. And you had a little exchange with him on Instagram.
Yeah, we're good friends now, dude.
Yeah.
I thought it was positive. I invited him on the podcast.
You did invite him on the podcast. He's a class act.
I mean, definite.
Hey, bro. Listen. You're real class. I lost my shit when you said that, bro. That was hilarious.
Well, you know, there was some sarcasm involved there. I feel like one of my superpowers is sarcasm.
I'd agree. I'd agree. So,
well,
yeah.
Like, before we, like, so we get into this episode and we have, what we got left? We got Emmanuel, snooze fast all season, but he did bang 35% of the female cast, so you got to give him that. You got the people's champ, Nerys, who everyone probably, I'd say 95% of the viewers want her to win.
Yeah, 99.99 people in America. I'd say the rest of Europe might want someone else. Or maybe the gay community might be going for Corey. Other than that.
Yeah, no. Corey has been my front runner to win all season long.
He has.
I think he's got what it takes to win. And I mean, he keeps, like, he has, like, listen, when's the last time we had a gay man this much of a force in the show? I mean, Shane. I guess if you want to say, like, Shane was probably the last.
Shane is the icon for me, besides Frank.
Well, Frank, obviously, but like I'm saying, like, the last, like, you know, it's been a while since we had, like, I mean, he's like the most intimidating guy in the house, right? So it's since, I mean, what? Like, I guess like Paulie, but Paulie's kind of like the Forrest Gump of gay guys. Like, he's not full gay, you know?
Right.
Like, Forrest Gump is mentally challenged, but.
And he wasn't at his peak whenever he was, yeah.
But he is mentally challenged enough to become a billionaire, a war hero, a national champion, you know? Like, Paulie's like gay in the sense that I'm sure he likes to like work out with guys and go into the sauna with guys, but like, he's only gay until a car walks by, right? Like,
I'm not going there. But I know he has done some pretty gay stuff on OnlyFans with his boy Sean T. So I don't know.
Right, but he's not full gay. He's Forrest Gump gay. You know, he could be doing. I mean, listen, he can be working out with Sean T. All he wants. Cara walks by in her fur lingerie and tell you who Paulie's gonna follow. For real, dude. I love Paulie.
Love you, Pete.
No,
love
he's great. Pete. But like, I guess
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I know what you're saying.
But also think about this, dude. Think about. All right.
Simba was only vegetarian until he, you know, saw other meat. You know what I mean?
So 100%. Like, listen. All I'm saying is, Corey is a dominant gay athlete on the show.
Yes, he is.
There have been gay dominant athletes on the show before. Shane, dominant swimmer. Frank, all around one of the best competitors. And like, Paulie is part of that community now.
Yes.
Just not all the way.
And a dominant part of it.
Very dominant. Very dominant until Cara walks in. Anyways, why is this funny?
It's just funny because I love Paulie and it's just hilarious that we're teasing him.
I'm not teasing him.
Okay.
I'm literally making an exact comparison.
Okay.
Then you have Colleen snooze fest.
Yes.
Mariah's still in the game.
The most interesting thing she did was break her vows as a therapist and make somebody cheat on their girlfriend. Like, that is literally the only interesting thing she's done all season. Oh, yeah, and be Berna's bitch the whole time, getting yelled at.
Oh, yeah, and then Berna. I forgot about her. How do you forget about Berna? Because she's so insane that I'm ready for the final to be over to stop listening to her whine and make excuses. for how bad she is.
I'm with you there, buddy. I'm with you there. Yeah.
So anyways, we're moving on.
So we're moving. Oh, Mariah was still there at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah, but they had an elimination round.
They did.
Could Nerisse eliminate more? Like, how many people has she, like, for real, how many people has she eliminated this season?
I mean, four there, five with Mariah. And then technically she eliminated Corey and Berna by finishing.
And Colleen, yeah.
And Colleen. So
she's the black widow.
Yeah, she's got exes all over the place.
She kills them.
How about
when she's like, I'm just going to remember what Horacio told me and just go slow. And when you think you're going slow, go even slower. And I'm just thinking like, yeah, like your guys' relationship.
Dude.
Come on. Did she not think about that?
That's a layout, dude. Oh my gosh.
She gave me that.
She did give
me
that.
She's like, Zach, here. And she tossed up.
And you just...
It was a beach ball.
Yeah.
And I hit it with a tennis racket. That wasn't even difficult.
Hey, man. Any man that's going to wait 3.5-4 weeks to kiss that girl, you deserve, we got to laugh about it a little bit. Come on. Take it slow.
Yeah, take it slow. And when you think you're going slow, go even slower.
A little bit slower. Yeah. That's great. All right. So we come back from the chaos level final. Emmanuel is granted safety, and he has the power to put one person to elimination. He chooses the one person he hadn't been working with, which we know is Nerisse.
And that's what we said from the beginning, why she was going to struggle in the final, and this isn't exactly why. But this is also why she's like, she's really proved herself to be a hell of a competitor, because...
That concludes the free preview of the Zach Nichols podcast.
So go to Patreon and subscribe to see the rest of the shit that we talk.
Go do it now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.